I'm VOA's Christina Menenti with your worldwide news update. According to medics, a vehicle rammed into pedestrians in northern Israel on Thursday in what police describe as a suspected terror attack, leaving at least 7 people wounded. This comes on the heels of Israel saying it will not withdraw from the strategic Philadelphia corridor in the Gaza Strip. The pullout was part of the ceasefire agreement, and Israel's refusal could spark a crisis with U.S.-designated terrorist group Hamas and key mediator Egypt.
We said we are ready to make the framework longer in a return to release of more hostages. If it is possible, we'll do that.
Israeli Foreign Minister Gideon Saar said negotiators are heading to Cairo on Thursday after Hamas handed over the remains of 4 hostages in exchange for the release of hundreds of Palestinian prisoners. Crowds fled and at least 11 people were killed and scores wounded as gunfire and explosions rang out at a mass rally held by M23 rebel leader Konye Nanga in Democratic Republic of Congo's eastern city of Bukavu on Thursday. Antoine Anganze is an eyewitness.
Many people have just died. There were people with evil intentions in the crowd while we were celebrating the presence of the M23. As the president of the movement was leaving the podium, people were killed. I saw 7 bodies. We didn't know there were people with bad intentions among us.
Nanga told Reuters by phone that Congolese President Felix Tshisekedi had ordered the attack without providing evidence. There was no immediate comment from the government. M23, which Kinshasa's government accuses of being backed by Rwanda, a claim they deny, has been trying to demonstrate that it can restore order in the territory it has captured from Congo's army. This is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump and British Prime Minister Keir Starmer will discuss trade during their talks in Washington on Thursday, including on sectors such as AI and energy. Starmer will also be attempting to convince Trump that peace in Ukraine will endure only if Kyiv and European leaders are at the negotiating table along with Moscow.
My message is we want to work with you. We want to welcome you to Britain. We want a new partnership because our history shows that when we work together, great things happen.
On Wednesday, Starmer held a roundtable with U.S. business leaders and the British ambassador to the United States, Peter Mendelson, at the British Embassy in Washington, D.C. U.S. President Donald Trump said on Thursday that his proposed 25% tariffs on Mexican and Canadian goods will go into effect on March 4th, as scheduled, because drugs are still pouring into the U.S. from those countries. The EU and France said on Thursday they are preparing for possible impacts of Trump's threats to introduce tariffs on European Union imports, deeming it an irresponsible trade strategy.
Of course, if they strike us, we'll have to respond. This is not the right choice. I think it's really toxic for our transatlantic relationship, but also a really big challenge for our European agriculture sector as well as for the American one.
That was European Commissioner for Agriculture and Food, Christoph Hansen. Trump has said his administration will soon announce a 25% reciprocal tariff on goods from the EU, including cars. Imprisoned Kurdish leader Abdullah Öcalan has called on his militant group to lay down its arms and dissolve as part of a bid to end a 4-decade-long conflict that has claimed tens of thousands of lives. In a message from his prison on an island off Istanbul on Thursday, Öcalan said the Kurdistan Workers' Party, or PKK, should hold a congress and decide to disband. He said, quote, all groups must lay down their arms and the PKK must dissolve itself, unquote. The latest peace efforts began in October when President Tayyip Erdogan's coalition partner suggested that Öcalan could be granted parole if the PKK renounces violence and disbands. Taiwan has condemned China's military exercises after Beijing designated an area to conduct shooting drills off the self-governed island's southwest coast. Taiwan's defense ministry said Thursday it had detected 45 aircraft, 14 Navy vessels, and 1 ship from the Chinese military operating around Taiwan. In a video statement released by Taiwan's presidential office, spokesperson Karen Kuo called Chinese military action a blatant violation of international conventions. Chinese state media reported that a senior official has called for China to take the initiative in cross-strait relations and push towards reunification. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News.